Welcome to Heathen and the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Shay.
And my name is Merlin.
And welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Welcome.
To another Witchy Wednesday.
It's been a little bit.
I hope that this last month has really put into perspective a lot of things for you all that you miss us and you want us to come back. Yeah. So we're back. We are... recharged, and it has been a crazy couple of weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah. So we wanted to kind of first start off by just addressing the last couple of weeks and where we've been and what's been going on, and keep that in a nutshell. But for the most part, we felt that obviously with the podcast, it takes a lot of planning and just energy and trying to come up with topics that you all really want to hear.
Yes, it does.
And so we have been basically just discussing how we want to go forward with the podcast and doing it in a way that doesn't, you know, drain our energy and just kind of make us, you know, feel like it's a little bit more work than play.
Yeah, we're trying to do it in a way that doesn't leave us burnt out. And I think the way that we were doing it for the first 30 episodes
was just a lot.
Was burning us out.
Absolutely. And we want to take like the time now to basically just say that it's going to start becoming that, yes, there will be weekly episodes, but you may not always get a Wednesday and a Friday. You may not always get two, but you will always get one. So we'll either decide to do a Wednesday or a Friday or both. So we just want to kind of go forward with being a little bit more lenient on ourselves, allowing for our conversation to really flow and to just make it apparent that, you know, we're coming into this like really ready and passionate about what it is that we need to discuss. And I feel like over the last couple of weeks, we kind of got really just stressed about wanting to get all of the topics planned and having things to talk about. And it takes a lot of, you know, energy. So we just hope that you all understand that we had to dial back just a little bit so we can continue moving forward with this podcast. And plus, we really wanted to continue to grow. We really want to continue, you know, making content that you all enjoy.
Yeah.
And we hope that this can help us keep the ball rolling for longer periods of time. But always remember that we're people too. So sometimes we will take breaks. Sometimes we will, you know, we may just disappear for a couple of weeks because, you know, life happens. But we hope that you
the
all...
The world's pretty crazy right now too.
So absolutely. Yeah. But we hope that you all will be understanding enough to allow us to take those gracious breaks that we need. And so...
And when you guys have ideas of things that you would like to hear us talk about...
Please send them in.
Yeah, send them in. Find us on Heathen a Hedge Podcast at Facebook and Instagram, and
just send us a DM or leave a comment anywhere.
Got some stuff on YouTube now, don't
we? Yeah, well, I decided that our Murder Mondays are not going to be put onto a Patreon. Why? Because I don't feel the energy in me to push the platform. Yeah. If no one wants to purchase the episode, that's fine. But I know that a lot of people are interested in it. So I am just going to upload my episodes to YouTube. If you all are interested in listening to Murder Mondays, then I will gladly leave the link in the group on Mondays that you all can go and see it on YouTube. Because
that could even be like a monthly episode.
I was going to say mainly because with YouTube, if I post my videos there, I will get views. Mm-hmm. If I get views, I can eventually get monetized. If I can get monetized, it will eventually become something that I can make money off of. Yeah. So therefore, you are helping me by at least tuning into the episode on YouTube.
Liking,
exactly. Subscribing, liking, and listening to the episode on YouTube if you truly like it. So I am going to start uploading probably, like I said, one or two videos a month for Murder Monday. And I will post them in the group when they do arise. Mm-hmm. And if you all are interested, just go over to the channel and like it. I would really appreciate that. And it would give me just as much help as as money. So all like help is appreciated.
Yeah. And now that we've addressed why we ghosted on you like Gandalf.
Yes. We are going to be talking today about the new moon. And it is currently in Cancer. So I really want to go over this in depth with you all and give you some good tidbits on how to use this moon to your advantage.
So what does it mean when the moon is in Cancer? And this is our last night of Cancer, you were saying earlier. So
yeah. So last night was the beginning of the new moon in Cancer. Uh-huh. Tonight is going to be the last like full cycle of Cancer. And Cancer is interesting because Cancer itself is technically ruled by the moon.
Yeah.
So it really, I feel like, plays a super heavy, volatile.
Well, it fluctuates just like the moon phases. Like, yeah. It's always changing.
Yeah, it is always changing. But in Cancer specifically.
Yeah.
When the moon is in Cancer, people tend to feel like the most emotional because Cancer is ruled by the moon.
Mm.
So when the moon is in Cancer, it's like the moon has full range on like all of your emotions, and Cancer is very much a healing, compassionate, nurturing type of energy.
Yeah.
It really can also, in hindsight, make you feel very sensitive and almost like, you know, sad and withdrawn, even depressed. I've heard a lot of people say that they feel very depressed when the moon is in Cancer.
Yeah.
And that's totally normal. Like, it is one of those things that when the moon is in Cancer, you really feel those deep feelings that you kind of need to pass, I would say. Like, yeah. Whatever's really on your mind, whatever it is that your emotions have been, like, dancing around or avoiding, it really kind of comes into light at that point. And so a lot of people can really struggle with that.
Yeah.
Now, all that being said, that it is a good time, since the moon is in Cancer, to do spell work.
Yeah.
That is meant to heal and help you increase, you know, creativity or even, you know, prosperity, success.
Yeah.
Artistic endeavors, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to kind of drop the things that are not giving you any positives and try to set your intentions towards the new positives and things that you want to work towards.
Yeah.
So that's the energy of the moon right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's really important to understand, I mean, even if you're not really into moon magic or, you know, what moons do, I think that it's kind of interesting if you're into astrology, because it's really fascinating to kind of see that the moon can take on all of the different traits of the other astrology, like the astrology signs.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very interesting. Like, do you ever feel affected by the moon, or maybe like, you know, like if you happen to wake up one day and you're just feeling super off, like, do you think,
oh yeah,
like when you look it up, you're like, okay, that could make sense.
Yeah. Whenever you were talking earlier about the, like Cancer and being like a very like volatile emotional sign, and being a new moon, it's like, you know, that's like a creative moon. Like,
yes.
It's kind of like, it's a very raw moon, I feel like.
Yes.
Like, I definitely feel like the last few days, like with everything that's going on politically and socially and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Has been like, it's really allowed me to feel my, like, I'm going to call it righteous anger. Yeah. Because it's a just, like, reasonable anger with the things that are going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
I feel like the moon being in Cancer has really allowed me to, like, feel that. And, like, you saying that it's good for art, like, I've noticed that it's allowed me to, like, speak that, like, on my, especially, like, on TikTok and stuff like that, where I do, like, a lot of, like, spiritual mentoring for people. Like,
yeah.
It's allowed me to find the words to, like, help people through some of that chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is good. Yeah, which is really good, because I think that it's important to kind of understand how these things play a part in your life. Like, yeah. I feel like so many people do not give credit to the moon and the changes and how it really affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so just knowing how you can really channel your energy to go with whatever the energy is of literally the world around you,
yeah,
would make things flow a little bit better.
Now, before we go into, like, I think we should talk about the next sign that the moon will be in, but What are some spells or like what could we do with a new moon that's in Cancer, like for a future date? Or if somebody catches this episode in time enough to do that.
Yeah, we kind of waited till the last minute.
But we do want to talk about the next.
But yeah, you can use. Yeah, we're going to talk about the next one coming up. So when you hear this, you will also get information for the next moon.
Yeah.
And that could be helpful for you. But as far as this is concerned, yeah, there are a lot of different spells you could do. If you wanted to do something very simple, you can just do an intention spell, you know, with a candle.
Mm-hmm.
You could even, there was a spell that I read about that I would actually love to maybe use. And it is pretty much one that is to help you make decisions. So in this time of the new moon, everything is very creative. You're in like a time of, you know, trying to set new intentions, make new paths, make something new. And so sometimes you don't really know where you want to be or where you want to go or what directions you should take mm-hmm. in those new beginnings.
Yeah.
And so this spell that I was looking up pretty much said that you can write down like in a circle, make a circle, write, you know, make it into equal parts on the inside, like pizza slices.
Yeah.
And then inside those slices, you're going to write down like all of the options that you have or whatever it is that you are contemplating. And then you use a candle to basically you meditate on the candle to just give you like a clear answer, you know, that your intentions are pure and that you, you know, want for whatever the answer to be is to just become clear to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hold the candle and let it drip onto the paper and you do it you kind of move the candle in a circle, clockwise.
Yeah.
Like 13 times.
Yeah.
And wherever the most drips are, is the answer that you're looking for.
Okay.
And I definitely think I want to try that. Want to try more spells that I don't do very often because I want to open up my, you know, my spell work and I really want to try new things that are going to make me feel the most secure in my magic. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but I love trying new spells
mm-hmm.
because they almost always, for me, I feel like come out a little bit more powerful. Like if I continue doing the same spell over and over and over again, like the same, same outline of a spell, I feel like I sometimes influence more of it because I'm just so comfortable with it. I'm so used to it that I'm a little sloppy.
Yeah.
I don't really do it as tight and as neat as I could.
Well, it also becomes like, it does become a ritual because you're going to do the same things ever, but
right.
over and over, but it becomes more of like a,
Stagnant in my magic. Yeah, stagnant.
Like you're just, it's kind of like you're going through the motions.
Exactly, like exactly. Really,
whenever you're doing a spell for the first time, like you can get fully and emotionally like invested in it and put like your entire self into the spell. Where I mean, like anything, when it becomes too routine, like we kind of take ourselves out of it. I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And so,
so it's good to switch it up a little.
Yeah, definitely. And I have this book that I like using. And like I said, I can tell you all what the book is and I can even tag it down below, but, it is one of my Llewellyn books cause I have 20 million of them. And this one is the Little Book of Moon Spells. So this one has, it's a really cute little book. It has like information about the moon, all of the signs of the moon, the phases of the moon. And then it also kind of gives you, like I said, spell ideas.
Yeah.
And I don't use it very often. I feel like I am definitely like an intuitive witch. So I do a lot of things just based off of, you know, how I'm feeling and what I feel is like the most like important thing for me to do at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice to have this little book because it is really good for, just having on hand.
Yeah.
It even has one in here that is like a new moon for manifesting like resources, and just different ones like that. Like you can do like a new moon one for the, like I said, manifesting. You could do the new moon one for, like bringing forth like spirits and things like that. Like it's really, really cool. So there's a couple of different ones in here and is very helpful. But now we're going to talk about the next moon.
There's something. It's okay.
But yeah, but before we do that, what did you want to
say? No, I was going to say, like, something that I think is, like, interesting is, like, before we started, like, openly and, like, just full throttle practicing witchcraft, I would have thought that the full moon was going to be, like, the most popular moon or, like, the most, like, productive moon to work with. I would have never thought anything about, like, the new moon when you can't see the moon in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but having watched you practice and, like, learn from you and, like, your witchy friends, like, the new moon is the moon.
Yeah.
To, like, get your shit done with.
Yeah, I think, well, what I think, why I think is so, okay, so this is kind of a sideline, but it's important. Why the new moon is so powerful and such a great moon to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the moon phases.
It's like an empty slate. Like,
well, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say all of the moon phases are really good, but the new moon phase in itself, what I think makes it such a good time for dupe spell work is because the sky is completely clear and there is no, like, blockage of, like, the energy of the moon blasting down at you.
Yeah.
It's almost like in receiving mode.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. It's literally like an empty canvas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's the canvas. Moon at that point is literally open to receiving. And then once it starts to fill in, it kind of starts to kind of close up. And then that's why the full moon is for you to rest, because you're not supposed to be trying to blast your magic at the moon.
But according to pop culture, and some people may practice differently.
But people do, right.
But, like, according to, like, pop culture, like, if you're watching a movie with, like, witchcraft,
people do use the full moon.
The full moon, you would think, is the one that is the most powerful. I mean, it is a powerful moon.
I mean, definitely when it is the full moon, go outside and definitely stand under it, like they do in the movies, you know, charge yourself in the moon, because the energy of the moon is supposed to be charging you at that time.
Yeah.
However, you're not supposed to be taking from the moon. You're like magically, you're only supposed to be taking energetically.
Yeah.
So, like, not blasting your demands,
just,
but, you know,
receiving.
It's kind
of just a chance to be with the moon.
Right.
And, like, just, like, appreciate it and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Send your thanks.
Charge and,
and charge and rejuvenate.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, get your energy up and going for the next, you know, 28 days of the freaking cycle, which are going to be rough, you know.
It's kind
of
like the harvest symbol. Like, you've done all this work all month with the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is your chance to just, like, bask in it and, like, just be with it. Like, I kind of connect it to the harvest a little bit.
Right. Exactly. And so, but I know that the next, we were talking about,
what is the next one?
I know we were talking about the next moon and initially, which is going to be in Leo. And, like, the Leo moon, it basically will signify just kind of like your heart's desires.
Yeah.
It's going to be like your chest and spine area, like, kind of wanting to open that up. So focusing, like, on your heart chakra.
Okay.
And because right now, if we were thinking about Cancer, you should be focusing on your, I believe it'd be your sacral at this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your sacral at this time. But right now, it would be moving.
Which is your?
Is your gut.
Okay. No, that's your
solar
plexus.
Sorry. That's your,
is that your, like, shit? Let me think.
Oh, wait. I have a book for this. I feel like I'm always trying to remember where every single one of the placements are, and I'm so bad about it, so I just want to be sure. So, let me look real quick in my book. I have it in my book right here. I have a whole, what do you call it? I have a whole, it is your stomach. Hold on. We're flipping through our books, you all, because...
Is it the yellow one?
Your sacral is
like
orange.
It's below your heart?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Orange is two below your heart.
What? Okay, where is it? Where is it located?
I'm trying to find it.
I feel like I should have known them, but off the top of my head, and I don't, because I have... I feel like I've done this so many times. Oh, wait,
hold on. Below your solar plexus. You've got your crown... Third eye, throat, heart, which is where we're at right now.
Okay.
Solar plexus, and then sacral. sacral, and then root. So the sacral chakra is your basically like second from the bottom, like it's right above your root. Like,
got it.
And it is, let's see, its functions are expressions of sexuality, emotions, relationships, sensual pleasure, creativity, and fantasies. Mm. So it's a very, like, I guess you would say, like, pleasure and emotion-oriented chakra. And according to this list, like, some symptoms of an imbalanced sacral chakra are, like, lower back pain, reproductive issues, urinary tract infections. Those are just, like, kidney issues. Those are some of the ways that an imbalanced sacral chakra.
And I've been trying to work on, like, balancing my sacral by, I heard that someone said, you know, you can eat and drink more orange things. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to do that, like eating more orange, like carrots, peppers. I've been trying to drink more orange things, like those V8 juices that have like actual vegetables in them and things like that. But either way, I'm trying to incorporate many different colored fruits and vegetables and things like that in my diet, because I truly do enjoy having those things. And plus, we're pretty like I wouldn't call us plant-based, but we lean, you know, towards eating mostly vegetables, and then we also eat, you know, fish. So I was gonna say you can do that, like, just balancing yourself by, you know, incorporating those colors into your life. I know with the sacral, they say you can do like stretching, like opening up your, like, your thighs, like your sexual energy, pent up energy.
Totally. And just stretching. Like, just a guess, but I feel like spells that could work with a moon in that, like, what would you call it? Like, energy?
Yeah.
I guess would be like, probably like a lot of self-love and like,
yeah,
stuff like that, because it seems like it's like sensual and like emotional
and creative.
So it would be a good time to like explore yourself and like the things that make you happy and the things that please you, and like just a good opportunity to be selfish in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is, that's a good thing.
And that's just a guess from the list of things that I was looking at. That's
right. Right. And so, like I said, our moon that is coming up is going to be, a moon in Cancer, or no, in Leo, because it's moving from Cancer. And, and what's funny is actually, like, as the moon is moving into Leo, we're also going to be dealing with like a conjunction with Neptune.
Okay.
Which is a whole nother thing.
What's that mean?
Oh, Lordy. It's a whole nother thing. I don't even know where I want to start with that, because there's so much to this, but, I guess I can kind of go over the conjunction first and then kind of go over the moon to end that with, but basically, with Neptune being in conjunction with the Leo moon, plus this is going to go for a while because this is a retrograde. So that means that Neptune is going into retrograde.
Yeah.
That means that it's going to be literally in retrograde until, like, December. Like, it's going to go...
Is this good or bad?
Sorry. So I wouldn't say it's bad. I would say that this is a time that it is going to be very crucial for everyone to really, like, remove any blockages, anything that's standing in your way.
Yeah.
Because Neptune is like a dreamy planet. So it rules like your imagination, and it really like will, people who do vivid dreaming or lucid dreaming, like, are going to have more vivid dreams.
I feel like it would be good for scrying.
Yeah, for sure. Because it basically like your perception is going to be like your reality.
Yeah.
Like, everything is going to be forced to basically contend with both, like, fantasy and reality at the same time. So you're not going to be just living like you're, you know, seeing it how it is.
Yeah.
And it also represents, like, everything around you, too, like your surroundings. Mm-hmm. So make sure that, like, in this time frame, you're also evaluating the people that are in your life.
Yeah.
The people that are around you, because it is basically a reality check.
I feel like we've gotten a jump start on that
lately. Definitely. Because it did already start, because it started literally yesterday.
Okay.
So that's why I feel like...
Man. not to get into any tea, but that's pretty relevant.
It is. It is very relevant. I think that that's the reason why I was feeling so emotional and volatile about the people around me and in my life at this time, because this is the time to evaluate that, to basically look around you and say, who are the people around me? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be positive, negative, you know, good for my, you know, journey forward, or is it holding me back? Mm-hmm. And because of this retrograde, it will allow you to, you know, have access to your energy. So focus on you and what you need.
Kind of like a, it sounds like it's a good time for like honest evaluations of exactly. everything around you.
Exactly. And like just reducing your stresses, reducing your circle, reducing those things you don't need.
So you're saying it might also be a good time for like a cord cutting ceremony?
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's anything in your life at this time, people, energy, you know, jobs that don't serve you, cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off and let it go. Because like with it being a retrograde for Neptune, this is like, you're going to be feeling this for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Or actually more than that. It's literally going to be, it's going to be like, it's 5 months because it's literally till like December.
Yeah.
So we're going to be feeling this for the next 5 months. You're going to want to basically clear up any confusions. You're going to want to.
Yeah.
And I hate that because I'm saying it like this, you guys, because it's literally like, is Neptune is literally poking me like, you have things to do.
It's funny because I'm going to have another surgery and basically start all over from scratch. So right. Like the next 4 months during this retrograde in Neptune, mm-hmm, you said,
mm-hmm.
this reflective cut the bullshit from your life. I'm going to have nothing to do but fucking think about everything.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to be trapped in bed.
Exactly. And, but it is going to be, but the good thing about this, all of this is that it is going to help you manifest your dreams. It's going to help you go to
bring
the place,
clarity.
Right, to the place you need to be. It's going to help you get to where you want to be because, you're finally going to transition into clarity and those blockages are going to be gone and you'll finally be able to see the truth. Like the,
what chakra is this one connected to? I feel like it's like third eye, maybe a little bit, or. Or do we know?
I thought I said it was the heart chakra.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe this one's the sacral chakra.
This one's the sacral chakra.
Okay, okay.
And then I believe that this one is your heart chakra. If I'm not mistaken, but I might have to like look it up because I want to be sure.
Okay.
So either way, you all, that's kind of where we're at with the Neptune. So being that that's in conjunction, like I said, you're just going to feel, you know, very oversensitive and it's going to feel challenging because you need to basically express, you're going to want to express your feelings very clearly and manifest, you know, everything that it is that you are needing in your life, which is going to include also getting rid of things you don't need in your life as well. So good to know.
Let's see, Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter. I'm just looking through all of the
signs.
Neptune
set it up
here. What is going on?
What is going on here? So basically, from there,
I was right.
What?
Neptune is connected to the third eye.
Ah.
Well, I mean, that's one of probably a couple, but that's
right.
Because the clear vision and like, you know, sorting through things and like probably being a really good time for like divination and scrying and stuff like that. That's going to be a really good time to access your third eye so that you can see those things a little more clearly and honestly.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's still, because it's still a new moon, like it's still going to be a new moon for the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a waxing crescent until.
It is connected to the heart chakra as well,
though. Okay, good. I'm glad that we.
Both heart and.
Oh, and third eye. I forgot that the moons can have two or three or four. Yeah.
It's kind of like a it's a weird spider web.
Yeah. So it is connected to heart and third eye. And so we can kind of give you guys some information about that. But basically, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a waxing crescent until like a couple days from now. So we've got time. Like, I don't think it's going to be a waxing crescent until, like, the second or the third, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But either way.
Yeah.
Or no, I lie. It's going to be a couple days. But we're still in a new moon at this time. So it'll be a new moon in Leo.
God, I'm sweating.
So basically with it being a new moon in Leo, right, we're still going to be in new moon energy. So it's going to still be, you know, new beginnings, trying to find new ways to start new projects or just get something in motion, attracting things or just, you know, manifesting pretty much new connections and everything, even existing connections, just focusing on those, deepening those, all of that. So right now it's going to be that for the next couple of days, you're going to be feeling that energy, which is, I think, a good thing. Use that to your advantage. Spend time with those that you truly need clarity on. The people that you really need to figure out what's going on with, engage, or whatever it is that you're trying to get answers on. Do research, dig in, try to get some clarity on the situation that you, that you have so you can move forward. And then, with it being in Leo, the Leo is ruled by the sun. So, you know, it's gonna have a little bit of a lighter energy to it, which I really am gonna, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Because it is gonna be, you know,
a dark comedy.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's confident, it's charismatic, you know, it's very fun loving.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, of course, you know, it also can be like persistent and assertive. And I think that that's like literally the energy that I'm feeling. Like I want to be assertive. I want to be like, you know, in your face, like, you see me.
Yeah.
It's happening. Like, yeah. That's how I'm feeling right now. So I kind of, I'm laughing that this, that the Leo energy is already hitting me because I'm feeling it deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a really good time to do. And like, really any like ambitious spell work. If you're, you know, feeling confident, you know, do that magic, do a self-reliance spell, you know, like do a confidence spell, but basically like boost yourself. Because it is a good time to bring success, to mm-hmm. encourage leadership, to strengthen like your perseverance and like basically just attract good friends and gain like really good experiences in this time.
Yeah.
You can really get a lot of positivity, generosity, loyalty out of this moon, out of Leo. It really will
bring... a good
time
for cultivating and weeding.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a spiritual metaphor for gardening, or gardening
is the absolutely.
Mundane metaphor for the spiritual.
Absolutely. It's a perfect time to pretty much... like seek the attention of what it is that is in the spotlight and evaluate all of that.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to truly bask in and like encouragement, encourage yourself.
Yeah.
You know, the Leo moon is light, fun, airy because it needs you to kind of like go after what you need to do for the next couple of days, which is a really good energy because this last moon being in Cancer was a little draining. So you need that Leo, like fire, like lion.
Yeah.
To kind of like push
kinda
you forward.
Pull you out of that little funk that the last couple of days has been. Yeah.
So that'll be a really good thing. So, for you all, we can kind of give you some good ideas for like what you could do for the spell work, for this upcoming moon. You know, you could do like a spell for a new beginning, which would be, you know, there's different ways to do that, obviously, but you can even just put together like one of my favorite types of spells to do is just sitting down and writing like a incantation. Literally just sit down with some paper and write down what it is that you want and put it into some words, you know, say anything, say, you know, I wish, I might, I'm mm-hmm. going to get what I need tonight, whatever, like write it down. Mm-hmm. And just say that over and over because your words are magic and they are powerful and they do matter.
Oh, man,
and so it is you speaking magic when you just say it out loud. So that's a very easy one to do for a moon like this. You can also even do like a spell for, I mean, there's all kinds of spells, but you can do a strength spell, you know, give yourself like strength. If you're feeling like you don't have it in you right now to, you know, go forward with new beginnings or new intentions, you know, give yourself mm-hmm. a boost because this moon is all about new beginnings and new intentions for yourself.
Yeah.
So set a new intention.
Yeah.
And even a manifestation spell would be an easy one as well. So there you go.
Totally. Yeah. especially with the clear vision that comes with Neptune, from what we've learned.
Yes.
Like, you're going to know where you need to put your intentions. Like, you're going to have a little more clear vision of that.
Yes.
So this would be a really good time to probably embrace more spell work, because you're going to be...
Yeah,
exactly. The veil is going to be a little more transparent as mm-hmm. far as, like, what the fuck you need to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that is going to be a really big part of the next couple of days, yeah. And the next couple of months.
I was going to say, that's going to be, it'll be good for, like,
yeah,
this entire Neptune situation.
Well, remember, like, that, remember we're still moving with the moon, so all of the energies will change, but will, what will not change is the Neptune retrograde.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm
so
meaning.
So from now until December, this is, like, your time to really dig deep into your imagination,
uh-huh.
into your dreams, and truly pull out, like, everything that you need to do in reality.
Totally. And, like, after learning about it here in the last few minutes,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to it, because most of my spiritual and magical work is, you know, connected to those things. So it's going to be, even though I'm going to be bedridden, I will be spiritually busy.
Well, the it says that the signs that are going to be the most affected by this retrograde is going to be the Pisces, Gemini, Leo, and Sagittarius, which is really, and Virgo, which is funny because that's my big three.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have all of my, I'm going to be very affected by this. And I already feel it. Like, I literally felt like yesterday was a switch. And I literally was, like, in my head, just saying to myself, like, I need to clear everything yeah. out and figure out what it is I need to do. I need to find a path to my next path, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I've been feeling. So, I hope that this was very helpful for you all, because I love just sharing moon information. And I feel like we had a very short episode on moon magic.
We did do, like, a vague moon magic episode.
But yeah, but I want to start doing more episodes like this where yeah. it's more in depth and you all can actually get information that can even benefit you into the next moon. So now that you kind of know what's going on now, you also know what's going on the next couple, or the next night or two, and also what's going on the next couple of months. So
that's a good idea for, like, a segment, like every Witchy Wednesday we should talk about, like, the upcoming moon phases. Just have, like, a short 5-minute segment of, like,
yeah,
these are the things you could do in the next several days.
Yeah, like, if you all are very interested in hearing, like, weekly updates about what you can do with the moon phases at that time and what's going on,
yeah,
I would love to do that. I do a lot of moon magic, as you all know, and so it is really a big part of my spiritual practice.
Yeah.
And I feel like in this moment, I feel like with Neptune and the whole thing, it really is putting everything into perspective. And so, you know, sit down with yourself and say to yourself, this is about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of put this, like, as our ending note, but this is about you. And yeah. this moon really wants you to prioritize yourself and what it is that you need and what your vision is that yeah. is going to move you forward. Not those other people in your life that are, you know, dragging you down. You know, don't worry about if someone, you know, doesn't like you or doesn't, you know, doesn't care about what it is that you're doing or doesn't, you know, reciprocate those efforts and feelings that you put in, or whatever. If you feel that the energy between you and anything around you is not harmonious and yeah. is not in connection,
yeah.
cut it off. I have been doing that for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Since the last week, I've been literally just trying to say what/who is not serving me. If it's not serving me, if it's just causing me headache, just causing me anxiety, just causing me stress, just causing me to be on edge, I am letting it go. Like, I just cannot continue to allow these things to drain me. And so I hope that that puts into perspective for you guys the message you need to hear, which is let it go.
You actually are kind of blowing my mind right now, because there's been an Aleister Crowley quote stuck in my head all fucking day that coincides with everything
what
you
is it?
Just said. The key to joy is disobedience. Like, do not ever try to, yeah. like, fit yourself into somebody else's life. you need to be 100% truly, authentically you mm-hmm. all the time. And the people and things that are meant for your life mm-hmm. will make themselves fit into your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or they'll organically fit. They won't have to make themselves fit.
Exactly.
It'll just unfold supposed to be.
Yes. Okay. I want to put that as a line. Okay?
Crowley wisdom all
yes.
day long.
Yes. I was like, I want to make that like a line basically that like, you know, effortless or F this basically. Like that's what I'm about right
that
now.
That needs to be our first t-shirt.
That is my first t-shirt for our podcast. So we're going to write it down just so you all know. Merry Christmas.
It could be like manifest, effortless or F this.
Exactly. Exactly. You all. And we're going to put those on a t-shirt.
I'll design a cool little design for it or something.
That is the message for today. You know, the moon Neptune is telling you that if it is not going to fit into your future plan, if it is not on the line of your path, if it is not in the clarity of your vision, okay, effortless or F it, okay, where I'm not doing anything that is no longer fitting into my plan 100%. That is stressing me, that doesn't work for me, not doing it because our energy is way too precious to be wasted. We've been wasting so much energy on things that don't matter.
Yeah.
When there are bigger things out there right now that really, really deserve our collective energy.
Yes.
And a lot of us are completely wasting it just on things that don't matter at all.
The only thing that is going to fix the shit that is going on in
is everyone coming
right
together.
Now, is everybody coming together in disobedience?
We need to come together and view the vision right now, what we need for our country. Because if we don't put our freaking minds to it, you all, they are going to freaking ruin us.
And we're not going to fucking ask for it. We're going to fucking take it.
Exactly.
You don't ask for freedom. You don't ask for liberty. You fucking take it.
Just know that we're here to give you that message. And then I'm going to, since it's Witchy Wednesday, we're going to end with a card. I've been using Merlin's deck, the Wisdom of Avalon, like Oracle cards, because I've just, like, for some reason, I used them, like, one time. Really, really loved them. They're really easy to read.
Starting to feel it's, like, not even my deck anymore.
It is. It is your deck. I just think that, like, it's a collective deck that we both like to use. And it really is a very nice deck. I think that it's got great cards and it's easy to read. And it always gives like really, really good, like I feel like it's very accurate, like to every time that I'm pulling from the deck. So while I'm shuffling, if you want to once again drop our IGs and Instagrams and Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook, you can find us at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast. And just jump in our comments, jump in the inbox, like talk to us, give us some feedback, give us some love. Give us likes, give us follows, give us shares.
Thank you.
And we love all of you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we would love to have you all just be helpful.
Yeah.
By just liking, commenting, letting us know that you all enjoy our content. We appreciate that.
And we're always here to talk because the world is crazy, like we've touched on a few times.
Yeah.
We're always here to talk if you need to vent about things that are going on right now or... You know,
yes,
a lot of things going on right now.
Yes. And so I got a couple of cards pulled. I actually got four and it is telling me a couple different things here, but very in line with what our information was today.
Yeah.
And what it is saying is we got the spider card. We got the Lady of the Lake, the bee. And the wind fairy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it is telling us here is that there are very many creative projects, creative ideas, creative things popping up, just like we said with the moon. This is a perfect time to be aligned with your creative spirit and truly forge that path, make that dream come true that you have, mm-hmm. And figure out how to forge that path. The Lady of the Lake is telling you to follow your absolute truth, have courage, and respect yourself. In knowing that the responsibility that lies on you to make that happen is on you alone.
Yeah, it's your duty.
And that kind of always, like, when I get the Lady of the Lake, it always kind of reminds me, it's always, like, something about it is always, like, face the truth. Like, see the truth. And just like how I said, it really is coinciding exactly with what we said already, which is see things how they are. Mm-hmm. See the truth how it is. Mm-hmm. The B being next is letting you know that if you can be creative, you know, follow your path, be responsible, and do the truth seeking, you will get the fruits of your labor. You will be able to be abundant, to have a sweet victory from that discipline of really putting your needs and your creative, like, wants and dreams first.
Bees are a symbol of discipline and work too.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually, I want to read in the book really quick what this bee one says, because I feel like the bee.
Well, you're looking for that. It's totally fits like the symbology of the Lady in the Lake in the Arthurian legend, because she is always like the deliverer of like straightforward information. Like, this is what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to do.
Exactly. The truth. Absolute truth.
Here's Excalibur. Fucking do something about it.
And it says here that when the bee buzzes onto your path, it is a reminder that the hard work of building your dream is a sweet outcome. So assured, the bee is a symbol of luck. Expect miracles, your life to be victorious, and remember that you create your luck. It is an effort is essential as you progress in your path. In order for you to make your dreams a reality, the bee is industrious, busy creature that always is making honey. Mm-hmm. The bee gets busy and the honey will soon be yours. The bee is always an fortunate omen.
Yeah.
So it is letting you know that if you can do what you have to do to be on that path, you are going to be victorious. And your last card is the Wind Fairy, which is letting you know that at the end of all of that, when you have gained your victory, your thoughts and everything that comes along with feeling just secure and grounded is going to sit with you there. Mm-hmm. I also kind of want to read the Wind Fairy card as well.
Yeah.
But it says that the power of thoughts manifest. Take the time to observe. Mm-hmm. When you tune in to how your mind is focused, you will surely see that between the relationships and the environment of your thoughts and your thinking, to change the world and the outer conditions, you must first change the way that you think.
Yeah.
Reminds you of the power of intellect, and that this is a good time to use the power of your analytical mind. Think before you act, and this is not a time for impulsive action. Well thought out strategy will yield a positive result. So pretty much as long as you literally do what it is telling you to do, you are going to have a positive result.
Yeah. That last card reminds me of another quote from Dr. Dwayne Dyer. Change the way you look at things, and that the things that you look at will change.
Yes, absolutely. And this was a really good reading. We'll put these cards on our website or on our podcast pages so you all can view this. And we hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I feel like the break we took was what we needed to come back with some freshness for you all. And I love that really this episode was full of like really good information that I think was
important for
my growth in this podcast, because I want to share more things that really matter to me, but I don't want to be too over in my head about it, which is, you know, like I said, at the beginning, trying to make sure that you all enjoy, but I hope that because we're so diverse, there are people who are going to enjoy the information no matter how, you know, whether, you know, it's your thing or not.
Totally. I learned a lot in this episode because we literally went into this, like it was, you had an idea, like, let's talk about the moon tonight. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then we started recording.
Yes.
So, yeah, I learned a lot.
Oh, so anyways, we want to thank you all so much for joining us on this episode of Witchy Wednesday. It has been a real pleasure to just kind of get back into this, and we hope that you all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So we will catch you all on the next one, and
yeah, just
keep tuning in.
Keep listening to us.
We appreciate it. I am Shay.
My name is Merlin.
Blessed be y'all.
Love you guys.
Peace.